As you can imagine, I'm very happy and glad to be again among you to celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in this wonderful church and to greet you also in the name of our Prior General, Monsignor Gilles Vac, who is coming again in summer and is always keeping you in his prayers. I want to thank our provincial, Canon Tallarico, who has accompanied me here, for everything that he does for the province, and also your beloved pastor, Canon Huberfeld, for the daily dedication that he shows in the apostolate here in Warsaw. Please continue to pray for our priests and for our seminarians and candidates all over the world. The institute is growing exponentially, and we need your help, your prayerful help, to continue the work God has called us to do in the entire world today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. One of the best beloved sports of humankind is to complain. We always are ready to complain. Never is anything enough. And instead of seeing what we have, we look at things that we do not have. Small wonder then that also in the parable of today, our Lord speaks of one who complains. Who complains again of not receiving enough. Who complains of being treated unjustly. Who complains opposing the will of the Lord. The answer of God Almighty to that is very clear. He says, "Is it not lawful for me to do what I will? Is it not lawful for God to do with his creation and with his creatures what he wills to do with them for their own best?" This is an answer from which we can learn a lot. Because not only the Lord in the parable, but also God Almighty teaches us many things through this answer, but mainly he introduces us into our own position in front of him. First of all, from this answer, God tells us, "I can do what I will." We learn to accept our place. As a matter of fact, if we reflect on what we are, then we will understand that we do not have to ask anything from God Almighty. We are not having rights in front of the powerful God who has created us. Everything that we have accepted from his grace. Everything that we are, our nature, life, and talents, are gifts of his bountiful mercy. We do not have rights than those God has given to us by the love with which he created us and elected us to his children. Therefore, every one of us in his daily life has to see that his first task is not to complain, but to worship. To worship the great Almighty Lord, from whence everything comes that we have and everything comes that we are. We are, if we see our place in creation, very abject sinners. And still the Lord does not leave us alone. He, by the work of redemption, has begun a contract with us. Not a contract between equals, but a contract between a Lord who gives everything and those who need everything and cannot do anything by themselves. Therefore, our place in front of God is not the place of the man who demands and asks and complains, but of those who accept what the Lord wants to do and what He wills. If we have found our place, we immediately will also accept to act in a rightful way according to the will of God. We will learn docility and humility. Let us look as the most wonderful creation that God has ever done in this world, at the most wonderful creature that we venerate because, by the grace of God, it is the example of glory that can be achieved by humankind. Let us look at the Blessed Mother. She has, by the grace of God, among humankind the first place after Jesus Christ. But she is totally humble because she has accepted her place. She doesn't complain when hardships come. She accepts all crosses that God sends her in spite of her full holiness, and she follows His will in every moment of her life. This example we should emulate. We should always do exactly not what we want, but what God wills for us. And that is so much more evident when God wills hardships, when He sends a cross, when He sends an hour of darkness. Then we can be sure that this is not our will, but His sovereign will that wants us to be cleansed, to be purified, and to be holier. In these moments, we should never complain, but pray that we can accept His will in docility and humility. And if we allow Him to cleanse us, if we say, "We accept everything You send, the good things and the bad things, because we know that Your will is good," then we approach holiness as did always in her life and in her very existence, Our Lady, doing the will of God. And finally, that will also teach us contentment. We will learn to be content with our lives, because we will be able to individuate our place in life. We do not want great things. We want simply and only do the will of God. If God wills us to be important, to be a leader, to be someone people look up to, yes, we accept it. But it is a great responsibility that we should not search for. But if God wills us to lead a simple family life, to do our duty on our workplace and in our family, and if there are hardships to endure, then we will accept that too. And we will receive, through grace, true contentment with what we do. We should not complain because we do not receive the fulfillments of our own dreams, because these dreams frequently lead to nothingness. Contentment, the fact to be content with our lives, comes from accepting our place, from learning docility and humility in the service of the Lord, and from totally embracing every moment in our lives His will, because He has the right to do with this world, and with every one of us what he pleases. And you can be sure, what pleases him is always good for us. Therefore, if the devil wants us to join into this awful sport of complaining, then we should always turn to the Blessed Mother to learn about our own place, to imitate true docility and humility, and by this be content. Be content and belong to those one day whom God has not only elected and called, but also chosen. He who does the will of God, even if it is hard, will be chosen to be in the glory that only his will creates in this world and in the world to come. Amen.